Some people call me Jelly.
Ooh.
Combo with Jack Kelly.
I think I got that. Yeah, that was good. Okay. All right, Jelly. So let's talk about what's leading into this season. Just how are you feeling? Because this is a lot, but you got to be back in the swing of it, yeah?
Yeah, feeling really good. Our coaches have done a great job of keeping us healthy and still pushing the pace and making sure we're getting the right work in. So I think the coaches have done a phenomenal job in that aspect. And I think just having the training room, doing all that extra field work, I think everything as far as strength coaches too in the summer helped us get prepared for this moment.
You've been around this program for a couple of years now. When you look at a Bear Bachmeier as a true freshman under center, just what do you see as kind of a veteran on this team and what he brings to the table?
I'm super impressed with him. Being able to learn the playbook that fast and execute at the level he has been awesome to see. He's super decisive. He makes good reads. Doesn't throw turnovers, doesn't fumble the ball. So he's had a really great camp.
Number 47. Can you fill that out?
Yeah. I mean, I like to see it. It's a unique number. I mean, some of us LBs have different numbers that usually aren't linebacker numbers. So it's kind of cool to see a quarterback doing that.
Thanks. Anybody else?
Jack, is this team to the point where they're, as fall camp kind of winds down, where you guys are ready to start looking at the schedule, game prep, Portland State, I guess, getting everyone, that kind of thing? Is this team ready for that moment?
Yeah, for sure. It's been I think 3 weeks now, so we're ready to stop going offense versus defense and start preparing for a new opponent. But it's been a great camp, and I think everyone's just really ready for the season to kick off.
How has Siali Asera kind of meshed in with the linebacker trio this first full season as a starter now?
I think he's done a great job. I think going to our camping trip and doing all that has really helped the team grow closer together as a whole. But Siali, he's a great player. He's super physical, super fast, and he knows his playbook. So he's done a great job out here at fall camp.
What is one thing that Jay Hill has harped on this season or this fall camp where you're just like, all right, we got it, Jay, I know?
I would say straining. Effort can make up for the lack of, or for like mistakes. So if we're all just running to the ball and someone makes a mistake, that effort's going to make up for that. So I think just straight into the ball is something that he's really harped on.
You've been with Jay for a while. How confident are you in this defense? Do you feel like you know it, like back your hand?
Yeah, especially now. I think it's like year four, year five in this defense. Obviously there's new things here, so I've had to learn those, but overall I feel super comfortable, and it's been great for me to be able to teach the young guys because that helps me learn more too. And yeah, it's been awesome.
As you're talking about the young guys, who do you feel like has developed a lot over this camp?
Oh, there's a lot to name, but specifically out of the linebacker room, Miles Hall's done a great job. Ace, they're not really young guys, but they've done a great job. Pearson, Naki, Tyler Payne, Berkeley, all of them. The whole linebacker room has really bought into this culture in the program and understood the playbook.
And what would you say about this BYU culture going into the season?
It's phenomenal. What Coach Kalani, Coach Hill, and Coach Roderick have set here has been awesome. It's really a family-oriented team, and everyone's really playing for something bigger than themselves. So I think it's a really selfless team that has a high ceiling.